We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'd like to announce I'm not under the control of Putin, not under the control of the Pope. I'm not under the control of myself. I'm totally out of control. So now that we know who's in control, let's get the bandwagon rolling. It is Beach and Company. I'm back. Tony's back. Looks like the third ward of a hospital. We'll be back.
Start 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach, Beach and Company.
Well, as I go through my myriad of, hello, I'm a new doctor, sort of thing, Tony's going through stuff too, and I kept up while we're off the air. You have pneumonia, and you don't sound good, but you say you sound worse than you feel. I've been through that.
Yeah, definitely sound worse than I feel. I've never had pneumonia before. Wow, this thing just kicks butt.
Yeah, pneumonia isn't just a bad cold. Pneumonia is a serious thing. You can die of it.
Yeah, and I also had a sinus infection on top of it.
Well, if you get one more, you get a free toaster.
Awesome.
That's the way it goes. Yes, I've been off a little bit of schedule because, as I said, month of December, I had already put in all of my vacation days that were left. So that's there. Plus the new schedule, of course, I go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So that's there. Plus a couple of sick days. And so I got one more day of coming in and being normal. Then we got the Radiothon and at the SPCA. Looking forward to that. Go right from the Radiothon and have a procedure done. I mean, immediately after the Radiothon. So got a lot going on, man.
Yikes.
I tried watching some of what was going on yesterday, and all I can say is zoo. It was a zoo. That's all it was. And even today, I mean, the opening, which we just had, announcing the articles of impeachment, was that a bit of a letdown? Aaron Katursky had more presence with the music they were playing in the background than Schiff did. Trying to show their righteous indignation about the outrageous behavior of the President of the United States.
How do they say this with a straight face?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I tried watching it. As I said, I got maybe a total of an hour. Total. I couldn't deal with it anymore. Because, first of all, it's not good for me. I'm not feeling well anyway to be yelling at myself at home. That doesn't play well. The neighbors peeking in the window would think I'm nuts. And they'd probably be close to being right. But obviously our, let's see, what I had one here I was going to quote. Okay, are the Democrats living on the same planet? This is insanity. And Schiff just lied through his teeth. How stupid do they think we are? Here's another. I can't believe you're wasting my time on Schiff and Nadler. Well, you know, we got to cover the issues. Some we like, some we don't. Some we're on one side, some another. But we are a news talk radio station. That's part of the news. We'll take a break and we'll be back. We're going to play a little SpongeBob SquarePants hockey. We got a few oddball things to do on Beach and Company.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We're getting way too particular, I think, because I read something in the police blotter police blotter from Monday, November 18th. That's the Amherst Bee, and these are calls into the police station in Amherst. Amherst has a very good police department, and they take great pride in having to go and answer calls like this. When first I read this, I said, huh? What is illegal? What did this guy do that is against the law? Then I read it again, and I found maybe a loophole in it. Okay, first of all, I'll read it like I read it the first time, okay? This is Monday, November 18th. A resident of Getzville Road reported a man with a beard, wearing jeans, a black coat, and a knit hat was drinking beer in front of his residence. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, it was the rest of it, because first of all, is that illegal? You can drink beer on your front lawn, can't you? Yeah, I would think so. That can't be illegal.
Yeah, you do it on your porch.
Do it all the time, sure. Say you just fell off the porch because you had too much to drink, and then you ended up on the lawn. But then I came back and reread it. And it said a resident of Getzville Road reported a man with a beard, wearing jeans, a black coat, and knitted hat, who was drinking beer in front of his residence. And now the last sentence. The subject was last seen on foot headed toward Main Street. So I guess they wanted this guy checked out because he was about to do something that might be illegal. Is that true? Do you have an open container law here? Do you have to be on your own property? I figured if anybody would know about open containers, it'd be you two. So give me, what do you know about it, guys? Because I know nothing about it.
I don't think you can walk around with an open container.
Okay. Well, that would be an empty container law, yeah.
Yeah, there are a few exceptions. Obviously, Orchard Park is a little lenient in certain areas on the open container law.
If this guy's going to walk from Getzville to Orchard Park, he's going to need more than one beer.
Exactly, but the only exceptions I know is that and the day of the St. Patrick's Day parade. Downtown, there is no open container law.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
Everywhere else, if you're not on your property, yes, that kind of is breaking the law. And we won't go into any further detail how I know that.
No. Exactly. your record has been expunged. Yes, we're all set here on the show. Hey, I have a pair of tickets. Well, I have a pair of tickets now, but I want you to have a pair of tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Saturday, December 14th, which is this week. At KeyBank Center, minimum value is $80, courtesy of Metamorphic Concerts. General contest rules apply. Get your tickets now at tickets.com and call in 644-9875. And a winner will be selected at random with Mr. Beamer. Mr. Beamer at random. How did the shows go while I was gone?
Yeah, we had some good shows, Sandy. We talked about everything under the sun.
That's why it's a talk show. That's very good.
Yeah, and you know, the audience, as you know, you've known, great audience interaction. So I'm always appreciative
very
of
good.
That.
Yeah, little chit, little chat, little tit, little tat, right?
That's correct.
Okay,
and
good.
I'm happy the team is back together today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and looking forward to another edition of the Joe Beamer Friday Show on Friday.
Thursday especially, I'm looking forward to being on the air. That will be at the Radiothon at the SPCA.
No exploding bunnies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or snakes. They do stuff like that every once in a while, just for fun. Let's see, what do we got today? I'm going to ask you a pretty simple question. First of all, I found it really amusing that everything that is anti-Republican in the paper gets unbelievable coverage. Here's one thing. It's a full page. Here's another one. It's a three quarters of a page. Another one. Look, it's half a page, but there's always huge coverage of anything that sort of favors or slants toward the Republicans. Anything that's negative, it's fully covered. Now, the headline on this one is Trump's attacks have damaged the FBI. Look how big this article is. It's about 2 inches, 3 inches tall. That's it. They probably figured they had to put something in there. And they talk about at least 17 discernible serious errors in the FBI's, quote, in the probe. But instead of doing the full-page, in-depth, wall-to-wall article, this is what we get. Isn't that funny?
It's sad.
We ought to get Frank Thomas in here. He can make the ad bigger.
Yeah, he can.
And have your wife read it. She'll like it,
she
too.
She will.
We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, while I was – this isn't our subject today. Our subject is going to be about what you just heard, basically. And but I wanted to just comment on this before I got into the official show title today. This big furor over the commercial for Peloton is, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Obviously, I'm not a Peloton user. I've seen them. I know what they are. They're basically, slim it down, they're basically a bicycle, a standalone bicycle with a video screen. And for $40 a month, they will send you a new video which will mimic what you're pedaling. So if you're pedaling uphill, it'll look uphill on the video screen. Going downhill, maybe you're going a little too fast. Be careful going around corners. So basically, we've had these kind of video screens attached to bicycles, and we've had them for a long time. There's nothing new about that. But for some reason, there was a commercial, and I've only seen it a couple of times. That's why I don't know exactly every nuance of it. But it's basically a guy comes home, and he's got a gift for his wife. And it's one of these Peloton machines. And she is overjoyed. She is so happy. And because of that, in our spoiled society, we have gone after Peloton because, is this what you want? Was the past relationship, maybe she was a few pounds overweight? Was this a way to describe how you feel? You got to be the dominant male. All this crap. And that's all it was crap. I'll give you my view. First of all, it doesn't say in the commercial, but she instantly knew what it was. So instantly knowing that it was a Peloton tells you something. She also looks very slim and trim, does not look like she has to lose any weight. To the brainiacs, to the brainiacs out there, maybe she's worked hard to get into this shape all of her life, and she's seeing something that'll make it more fun, more inventive, just a better deal for her. She's seeing it. She knows what it is. She probably knows what it costs. You know what it costs? Because I do, you know? No, you don't.
Have a deal in place to pay.
Man, they're yakky today in ABC. All right, it's $2,500. Yeah, $2,500. She was very happy to get it. And part of the criticism is probably because we're so spoiled. We are so spoiled because we can't let anybody else be enjoying something that we don't have, maybe being appreciative of something we don't have. I'll get to this a little bit more as we start the show after the break at the top of the hour on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.